The meeting lasted for several hours and included a presentation from Superintendent Dr. Peter Stiepelman, expert testimony, public comment, and many questions from the board. Stiepelman said the administration made the recommendation to begin the school year entirely online because the positivity rate in our community continues to rise, and he's concerned about the ability of the district to adequately staff schools, as 52 staff members have gone into quarantine since August 24th. David Seaman is a board member, and he voted to approve the administration's recommendation.
We want to ensure that our kids and our teachers are taken care of and they have a safe environment to learn and teach in, and this is the only way that we can right now.
Blake Willoughby was the lone no vote on the board. He says he doesn't want anyone to misconstrue his vote as a lack of faith in online education, but rather see it as a call to the board and administration to think of ways to get younger, low-income, and disabled students into classrooms sooner.
I fully support and I understand and I stand with this board that we're going online. I stand with our administrators and that's what we're going to do and it's going to be great. But I want to see us as quickly as possible get to a hybrid model.
Stiepelman said people can expect school to be virtual through at least the end of September, but added the decision will be reviewed regularly so kids can get into classrooms as soon as it's safe. Classes start next Tuesday. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.